Thank you very much for coming to our financial closing presentation despite the cold, rainy weather. On this occasion, I would like to express my hearty gratitude for your support to SBI Holdings and our group companies. Now, I'd like to start my presentation on the second quarter closing results. In short, it was difficult to make profits in the second quarter, as has been the case for a while now. As a result, the figures remained at this level, as you can see on this table. In the first half of the fiscal year 2010, the revenue was 62,948 million yen, which is about at the same level as the previous year's first half, but better than the second half of 2009. Operating income was 3,605 million yen, or down 3.9% year-on-year basis. In other words, almost leveled, but is better than the second half of 2009, where the operation was in the red. Ordinary income of 695 million yen is a big decrease from the previous year, down by 65.4% year-on-year, but much better than the second half of the fiscal year 2009. Net income is 686 million, or down 16.6% from the same period last year. The operating income number includes about 700 million yen of bad loan provision for SBI Card. The ordinary income reflects about 700 million yen non-operating foreign exchange loss coming from the yen-denominated loan of SBI Korea Holdings, which should have been included in the capital. But I understand that they failed to do so by a simple mistake. If included in capital, this FX loss close to 700 million would not have incurred. The other side of the coin is, of course, that once the yen won rates reversed, the amount will be reckoned as additional profit. Having said that, I do not want to go into such discussions on potential profits or losses, but rather I will instruct them to put the 700 million in the capital, as it should have been in the first place. I thought that they had already made that correction, but that is obviously not the case. The current net income reflects 1 billion yen of extraordinary loss on the impairment of fixed assets of Homeostyle. We are just one of the investors in Homeostyle, which produces a lot of losses for us, and we want to end the relationship with them as soon as possible. By business segment, positive results are constantly achieved in our major segment's income figures. In the financial services sector, SBI Card, whose operation in the first half of fiscal year 2009 was in net loss due to bad loan provision for its card business, has managed to produce about 400 million profits in this first half, even after booking about 700 million of non-performing loan provision. Our housing and real estate segment is completely geared up and continues to operate in the black. The biggest drop came in the brokerage and investment banking segment with more than 2 billion yen decrease. It was a symbolic move to reflect the current market situation. The current foreign exchange rates should be basically a positive factor for us, but that positive factor is translated not in the current figures, but in future figures. With respect to the sale of New Horizon Fund, if the yen-dollar rate had not changed from the same period last year, we could have earned about 100 million yen more than the actual amount contributing to the second quarter operating income. SBI Korea Holdings, as I mentioned, also suffered from the foreign exchange situation and incurred non-operational loss. However, we are also enjoying a very big advantage by investing aggressively overseas with a highly appreciated yen. This will certainly give us a great benefit in the future. Our EBITDA, where operating income, depreciation cost, and goodwill amortization cost all reflected, remains unchanged, or rather slightly better year-on-year basis, with about 10 billion yen, showing a tremendous improvement from the second half of the last fiscal year. Unfavorable as the external environment is, our EBITDA is showing a strong growth. I regard EBITDA as the most important indicator, and as long as it is growing up, we are fine. Let us now look at each group business. Asset management business increased its operating income by 8%, which is a big increase, to 2.7 billion yen, while its revenue decreased by 13%. The biggest impact on asset management business came from the number of newly listed companies. In the first half of this year, there were only 9 companies. In the first half last year, only 10 companies were newly listed. In the global arena, however, the number of IPOs and the raised capital amount remain at a very high level. Recent fundraising through IPO is located dominantly in Asia-Pacific region, especially in China, where IPOs are increasing strongly. So if you did not invest in this market, your private equity investment would not turn out to be profitable. For the year ending in March 2011, we estimate 19 IPO and M&A deals. In the previous year, there were 11 IPOs and M&As. Among the estimated 19 deals, there are 14 IPOs overseas, and none in the domestic market, and 4 M&A overseas, and just 1 domestic M&A. Under the current circumstances, if you are not investing in the emerging market, you are not making any profit. As this list here shows, those 4 companies made exits in the second quarter. The first one on April 1st and the last one on September 11th. All of them are in the overseas markets. In the third quarter, 3 companies IPO'd already in October. 4 more are expected in the third quarter, making the quarterly total 7. Again, all of them are overseas. All the 8 companies booked for the fourth quarter are also in the overseas markets. Not just in China, that is, but also in Hungary, the UK, Vietnam, or Taiwan. Our efforts to start funds and invest in overseas markets are clearly paying off with some time lag. JAFCO was slow in its overseas strategies and dependent heavily on the domestic market. As a result, they ended up with 600 million yen of operating income, although this figure is better than the negative 1.8 billion yen recorded in the second quarter last year. Their net income is also 600 million. I imagine that they are not paying tax. In the second quarter this year, SBI's invested amount was 37.1 billion, while JAFCO 10.9 billion invested. I think that we can say that for anyone's eye, SBI is now the top private equity investor in Japan. Next is New Horizon Fund, a fund in China. Its Fund 1 invested in 10 companies so far, among which 8 have already made exits. So we'll do the remaining 2 companies. That means 10 out of 10. That is very rare in the private equity investment world, but we are on the track to achieve it. By the end of fiscal year 2009, this fund contributed 8.78 billion yen to SBI operating income, And for this second quarter, from April through September, 1.34 billion yen. These numbers show that we have been making profits from this fund in a very steady manner. The outstanding balance of our investment stands at 2.73 billion yen. With this alone, the accumulated capital gain reaches 21.66 billion and unrealized profit of 8.85 billion yen is on the book. Fund 2 of New Horizon Capital has already invested in 18 companies. Six have already exited, and the remaining 10 companies are expected to exit before 2012. The fund has 34.81 billion yen of unrealized gain. Since we own 10% of the fund, our share of unrealized gain amounts to 3.5 billion yen. Next is securities business. Revenue was down by 9% and operating income down by 37% to 3.8 billion yen. If there had not been amortization of goodwill, there must have been additional 2,925 million yen on the operating income. The market situation is behind these figures. In the second quarter, stock transaction value by retail investors was only 380.4 billion yen. I would say that the current market is at its worst. The transaction value for the first half of this fiscal year was 34.7% down from the same period last year. The result was not good in the first and the second quarters last year, and the figures in the first two quarters this year are even worse than that. The Japanese market has not seen any substantial turnover, no good volume of transaction. According to an article entitled Japanese Stock Market Left Behind in the Nippon Keizai Shimbun newspaper on October 27th, the Japanese stock index rose only 6.3% since September this year. In contrast, stock index rose 15.3% in China, 13% in India, 12.1% in Germany, 11.5% in the US. The Japanese market is lagging behind all of these other markets. Question is it about time to see more money come into the Japanese market? I think it is doubtful if that happens in the near future because we are still in a deflationary stage. With the high appreciation of the yen, the investors will not come back to the Japanese market so quickly. Buying exceeds selling a little bit these days, but just by a little bit. I do not expect to see a rapid recovery of the Japanese market, and we must factor that in when we develop our strategies. When you look at conventional securities firms' first half results, it is noticeable that for most of them, the second quarter numbers are in the red. For the first half of the year, more than half of the firms which announced the results so far booked losses. Large firms including Nomura, Daiwa, and Nikko announced their results on the 29th. They are also suffering, especially in July through September period. Among those firms with announced results listed here, only Mitsubishi UFJ's quarterly net profit exceeds our figure. But that was a result from a one-off event. Merging with Morgan Stanley, Mitsubishi UFJ reckoned extraordinary profit of as much as 27.9 billion yen coming from the change in equity. Since their operating income in the first half was minus 6.9 billion yen, they would have booked a negative net income figure without the one-off event. All in all, the conventional securities firms are in a very tough situation. I imagine that those firms announcing their results on the 29th will not be an exception. SBI Securities, as I mentioned earlier, posted about 5.4 billion yen of operating income, 5,362 million of ordinary income, and 4,829 million of quarterly net income in the first half of the year. These figures are much better than those in the second half of last year. Year-on-year basis, operating revenue decreased by 9.8% and operating income by 28.1%, neither of which is not that big a decline. We managed to achieve better results compared to the second half of the last year, despite the current very difficult market. Let me also point out that there were some special factors reflected in the result of SBI Securities. In the operating income, we reflected 196 million yen of additional provision for the point system in the second quarter. In the ordinary income, we booked investment losses of 245 million for future venture capital in the investment union as non-operational expense. In the quarterly net income, 124 million yen of extraordinary loss is reflected for appraisal loss of Jubilee Labo. Without those special factors, the net income would have been 5,164 million yen and the ordinary income would have been 5.8 billion yen. Other online securities firms are struggling as well. These are the results. Only Monex increased its operating revenue by 11.5%. This is because they merged with Oryx. But look at their net income. It went down as much as 21.4% after the merger. It seems that they had this rosy scenario for the merger, but the decline in the net income ended up being greater than before. It is very interesting for me to see how they will decide on their uniform fee structure. If they use the fee structure of Monex as a base, their fee will be too expensive. On the contrary, if the Oryx side structure is used, their fee scheme will be too cheap to make profits. It will be interesting to see how they will find a solution. SBI overwhelms other online securities firms with 2,128,426 accounts and 3,867.2 million yen of assets under management. Based on the statistics compiled by the three stock exchanges and JASDAQ, SBI Securities' share in the retail stock transactions is 37.2% or 2.6% up from the same period last year. In the retail credit transactions, we have 41.1% share, up 2.4% year-on-year basis. Steady result of the investment trust sale is one of the reasons for a relatively small decline in our income. According to newspapers' reports, Nomura might become subject to administrative guidance or to business improvement order for the investment trust operation. It is true that all the firms have been focused on investment trust and SBI Securities is not an exception, but we do not make visit to sell our products. We sell online only. Still, SBI Securities is growing its sales rapidly, partly helped by group companies such as Morningstar and Fund Bank. Holding seminars might have helped too. Compared to the second half of 2009, investment trust income in the first half of 2010 showed a steady increase, reaching 1,627 million. A year ago, it stood at 1.2 billion. We are on a strong upward trend. Another income driver is the sale of foreign bonds. We have a strong focus on this area as well. Selling bonds denominated in a variety of currencies, including Brazilian real, South African rand, Australian dollar, and Turkish lira. The first quarter saw a tremendous increase in the sale, supported by strong promotion, while in the second quarter, there was a small decline. Foreign exchange margin trading, which is included in the trading gains or losses, dropped year-on-year basis from 3,948 million to 3,541 million. But I was relieved to see this shortfall compensated by a strong growth in foreign bond trading. One of the reasons for the decline in foreign exchange margin trading is leverage cap introduced on August the 1st. This new regulation will be a positive factor on a mid to long term, but on short run, it surprised investors, and the trading results were affected by temporary aftermath of the new regulation. I believe that we need to deprive our competitors of their clients. One of the large securities firms was ordered to suspend their operation by the authorities. We should grasp such opportunities to take their clients. Narrower spreads and the cashback campaign contributed to our steady trading results. For example, from 2 sen to 1 to 2 sen for the pair of US dollar and yen, or from 4 sen to 3 to 4 sen for the euro yen pair. Narrower spread and cashback campaigns helped expand our customer base. Operating income from SBI liquidity market in the first half of fiscal year 2010 was 1.26 billion yen. SBI Securities trading profit was 3.01 billion yen, down 540 million from 3.55 billion in the first half of the last year. Next slide is PTS results of SBI Japan Next Securities. Required systems change due to the Tokyo Stock Exchange systems change drove down trading value temporarily, but the value recovered quickly, and in September, SBI Japan Next Securities marked a record high monthly trading value with 20 billion yen and a record high daily value with 9.9 billion or about 10 billion yen. Cub.com and Monex are also in this market, as well as a newcomer such as Chinex, an affiliate of Nomura. But our presence is overwhelming with 92.3% market share. So in this area, we have a dominant presence. Four foreign securities firms entered this market: Instinet Securities, BNP Paribas Securities, Deutsche Securities, and Citigroup Securities. With these new entrants, the PTS market will show further growth in the future. Operating income from financial services business grew 43% year-on-year. The listed subsidiaries, Morningstar, Gomez Consulting, and SBI Veritrans, showed stable growth. Morningstar's first half result exceeded all the four previous half-year results. As the e-commerce world continues to expand, SBI Veritrans is showing a very steady upward trend in its results. Housing and real estate business has finally turned around with 1.2 billion yen of operating income. One of the SBI companies in this area, SBI Life Living, a listed subsidiary, booked positive results in the second quarter as well as in the first quarter of this year. It is now on the right track to produce profits continuously. In the last financial closing presentation, I used the analogy of diamond to describe a future direction. The 58-faceted diamond, so-called brilliant cut diamond, is said to be the most beautiful diamond in the world. SBI Group happens to have 57 subsidiaries and business divisions and one headquarters, total of 58 groups entities. We will continue to polish our stones and I will watch carefully how these group companies and business divisions will develop for the coming 3 years. I have made an announcement both internally and externally that any entity generating losses, not profits, in 3 years' time will be discontinued. Excluding SBI Holdings and seven overseas companies and offices, there are 50 major business entities in the group. In the first half of 2010, 29 of them were in the black, producing 14.2 billion yen of operating income. In the first half of this fiscal year, 30 companies and business divisions booked positive operating profit totaling 13.5 billion, down 700 million year on year. SBI Holdings Real Estate Business Division and SBI Life Living, a property company, are the two new additions to the list. Compared to 12 companies operating with combined operating loss of 2.7 billion in the first half of last year, there are 11 such companies generating 3.2 billion losses in the first half of this year. SBI Point Union newly became a loss-incurring company. In the last fiscal year, we were using this company to provide our shareholders a special benefit plan. But this year, we changed the scheme to a fixed-term free subscription of Wall Street Journal. This change erased part of their income. I feel a bit sorry for them, but their loss is very limited. There are 9 new subsidiaries and newly acquired companies since April 2009, including Wall Street Journal Japan and SBI Geo Marketing. Let us now look at the breakdown of the difference between the results year-on-year basis. How did the 14.2 billion operating income from 29 companies become 13.5 billion from 30 companies? Among these 29 companies, there were 18 companies which had been increasing their income. So more than 60% of these 29 companies not only remained profitable, but also increased continuously their profits. The total increase was 1.7 billion yen. On the contrary, the profits decreased by 10 companies by the total of 2.7 billion yen, among which the reduction of 2.5 billion was divided by SBI Securities, 2.1 billion, and SBI Liquidity Market, 400 million. This means that the drop in profit with other 8 companies were very limited. SBI Holdings Real Estate Business Division and SBI Life Living turned around, generating a total of 300 million yen of operating profit, while SBI Point Union fell into the net loss. Additional profit of 1.7 billion from 18 companies and 300 million from newly turned around entities, total of 2 billion, were not enough to cover 2.7 billion yen decline in profit of the 10 companies. The difference of 700 million is translated into the difference between 14.2 billion and 13.5 billion. What happened to the 12 companies running with 2.7 billion yen loss in the first half of the last fiscal year? 5 of them, including SBI Net Systems and SBI Old Support, have reduced losses by 100 million yen. Another 5 companies have increased losses by 1.1 billion yen, most of which came from SBI Card and SBI Ara Promo, incurring 800 million and 200 million losses each. SBI Japan Next Securities is also counted among these 5 companies. Two companies which posted a total 500 million loss in the first half of fiscal year 2009 have turned around. There was one company which became unprofitable in the first half of fiscal year 2010. In short, the positive 600 million yen difference and the negative 1.1 billion difference resulted in the figures of the first half of this year, namely 11 companies posting 3.2 billion yen loss. Next is the future perspective for the nine new subsidiaries and newly acquired companies. Three out of nine are expected to generate profit this fiscal year. Those three companies are KTIC, a Korean investment company, SBI Global Investment, and a new joint venture to be established with China Securities Journal in December this year. Business of a profitable PR subsidiary posting about 200 million yen net income in the first half is to be transferred to the joint venture company, which therefore will already be in the black when it starts operation. Best way to start a joint venture. SBI will own 43% of the stake. SBI Credit will turn around in the next fiscal year. This company was called G1 Credit Service before and was owned by Gulliver. We acquired the company in July and changed the name of this new subsidiary to SBI Credit as of October the 1st. By applying more conservative accounting standards, SBI Credit was incurring losses, but in the next fiscal year, it is expected to generate about 300 million yen of profits under the same conservative accounting standards. So, all in all, four out of nine new entities are or will be profitable soon. Now, let us look at each of the major group companies in more details. First, SBI Mortgage. Its operating income grew from 503 million in the first half of the year ending March 2010 to 1,140 million in the first half of the year ending March 2011, or 126.6% year-on-year increase. Ordinary profit also showed a big increase of 125.5%. Quarter net income increased dramatically from 222 million to 963 million. We are planning to list SBI Mortgage in the Korean Stock Exchange by the end of the next fiscal year. We have already appointed Hana Daitu Securities as lead underwriter.
As you can see, SBI Mortgage recorded housing loans outstanding of 756.5 billion yen as at the end of September, supported by robust growth. Compared with the first half of the year ended in March 2010, the amount of new loans extended grew from 80.5 billion yen to 147.8 billion yen, or up 83.6% year-on-year. Divine Wind is benefiting housing loan business in Japan now. In order to boost domestic demand, businesses with strong multiplier effect, like housing loans, need to be promoted under the current stagnant economy. The Japan Housing Finance Agency, the former Housing Loan Corporation, based on such policy, aggressively promotes Flat 35 Plan, which assures fixed rate for 35 years. SBI Mortgage enjoys the number one share of this Flat 35 Plan with 14.73% among 339 financial institutions offering this program. We won the top share among all the institutions, including the mega banks. The reason behind this sweeping victory was optimal use of our SBI Money Plaza and housing loan shop. Their total number today is 84 as at the end of September. Housing loan shops have grown through franchise system, just like the 7-Eleven systems. It is a favorable cost-saving method for us because all the cost is borne by the franchisees. While we, as franchisor, offer brand and guidance including explanations of our products. At SBI Money Plaza, we plan to increase new products and services offering in the future, such as life insurance and asset management. We want to handle all sorts of financial products there. Our service then will not be limited to sales, but will include consultation services assisted by qualified financial planners. Comprehensive financial service provider is what we aim to become using our Money Plaza. We already started cross-selling of life insurance policy there. It is not our own product, because we sold this business to AXA. So what do we sell? Well, we recommend the best product of other companies. We do not hesitate to sell other companies' products as long as we judge them to be the best in class. Our belief is that any product we originate must be the best in class. However, if we don't have the product in our own portfolio, then we are open to sell the best one of some other company. In other words, our ultimate goal is to be the largest distributor of financial products in Japan. Next, I will talk about SBI Sumishin Net Bank. 892,009 was the September end number of account. The latest number as at the 24th of October was 905,827. 1 million is well in reach. Deposits reached 1,402.7 billion yen, which increased to 1,410 billion on October the 24th. Let me compare SBI Sumishin Net Bank with Sony Bank. Sony started in June 2001 and SBI in September 2007. When I announced the start of this bank, many people warned me as being too late. They said there would be no chance of success for such latecomer. Nevertheless, we overtook Sony in June 2010 in the number of accounts. For deposit amount, although we have come very close, since August this year, Sony stopped disclosing their monthly results. We are truly sorry that we no more can chase after the visible target. It is their decision and beyond our control. Anyway, we will catch up before too long. What about outstanding housing loans? As at October the 24th, we achieved 540 billion yen. To achieve the 400 billion yen mark, Sony Bank took about 6.5 years and SBI Sumishin Net Bank 2.5 years. Beyond question, we will exceed them before too long. When we do, we shall be the number one both as online securities firm and bank. It is indeed desirable to see the growth of the bank's deposit as we do now. But at the same time, we need to manage collected fund to generate profit with good margin. Without profitability, our business cannot be viable. What is critical with online banking is management or investment of deposits to remain profitable. That is why we launched auto loans business and established SBI Auto Support. We also made further investments in auto-related entities. On top of auto loans, auto insurance was added because we are confident that both businesses will be profitable using the same platform. We think this scheme beneficial to all three parties involved. SBI Credit is the company we bought from Gulliver and therefore most suitable as the provider of auto loans. Substantial growth was achieved immediately after acquisition as expected. Auto Support 2 is doing well. I got report that the recurring profit of the bank for July-September period was higher than that of April-June, but the details will be released on the 12th of November. I will refer to the newly established and acquired companies expected to become profitable soon. They are the two Korean companies I earlier mentioned. Today, their operating income is still small. Due to the irregularities caused by the founders, father, and the son of these public companies, we suffered a huge loss in the year ended December 2009. The early sign of problem was already identified in the preceding year. At last, we managed to come back to the positive growth track and shall return to the 2007 level as soon as possible. The company is informally designated as a management company of the Korean government fund called Japan Korea Parts and Material Fund of 100 billion Korean won in value. There are three more government fund deals in pipeline. We are keen in growing such business going forward. Japanese government should do the same thing as Korean government. They should think about finding a competent venture capital to entrust their fund for management. In so doing, new viable industries could be nurtured, assisted by competent venture capital companies. Unfortunately, they only use banks. Today, no Japanese financial institutions dare to take risks in developing and supporting entrepreneurs. The former Investment Bank of Japan was the last bank that could play such a role. Banks nowadays are too worried about collaterals under various constraints. I wonder why the Japanese government won't follow suit of Korea and input their fund in venture capitals. Maybe it is because most venture capitals in Japan have not made impressive performance except for us. It is the essential nature and responsibility of venture capital to support and nurture venture companies, and therefore they are professionals of incubation. Banks can also assume such mission if they lend money based on projected future cash flow instead of on collaterals as they do today. This is the main reason why new promising businesses or industries will not develop in this country. Our government never understands this logic, although I try to convince them again and again. As the slide shows, Global Investment Company Limited recorded operating income of about 30 million yen during April-June period. We expect it will continue to grow. As the slide shows, SBI Global Investment Company Limited recorded operating income of about 30 million yen during April-June period. We expect the company will continue to grow. Going on to SBI Credit. As mentioned earlier, the company is struggling with the operating loss of 700 million yen this year, but it is projected to turn around with profit of 300 million yen next fiscal year. The two deficit-ridden companies aiming at profitability within 3 years, SBI Insurance and SBI Auto Support, are the next topic. Insurance premium income at SBI Insurance is steadily increasing, which is shown in quarterly results of the year ended March 2010. The same trend remained in the first half of March 2011, with 4.557 billion yen, or up 45.2% from the second half of the previous year. Our experience with auto insurance tells us that the fourth quarter is when the largest inflow of premium income takes place. We are sure that it will be the same this year as well. Our full-year target of premium income is 12 to 13 billion yen, and I believe we can achieve this target based on the judgment of the results of the first half. While the target for positive profitability is 22 billion yen per year. This means we need additional 10 billion yen to achieve it. Assuming that the current rate of growth is stable, we will reach this target within 3 years without too much difficulty. When our bank, non-insurance company, and the planned life insurance business all manage to secure stable profitability, our group will be truly resilient and resistant to market fluctuation. In order to fortify our private equity business, we have determined to aggressively expand to the overseas market. In order to overcome market fluctuation in Japan, in 2005, Japan's income of the current account first exceeded trade balance. It was then that we firmly decided to focus on China and other overseas market to establish our footholds. So we have launched a series of swift actions. As the result, we were able to make successful IPOs in several places. If you stay unchanged, doing nothing in Japan, you will be left behind by the world. As long as you confine yourself in this closed and insular country, there is no future. It is impossible to grow your business with profit. Only breakthrough is to broaden your views to the world. This will be the only solution. Sorry for digression. I will go back to the slide. The number of SBI Insurance's auto insurance contracts written has steadily grown to over 200,000 in just 2 years and 8 months. Compound annual growth rate was indeed remarkable at 275%. SBIH InsWeb is the key driver of this impressive increase. At InsWeb, one-stop service, including request for information materials and estimate for a variety of insurance products, are available. We launched this web-based service from the very beginning. Today, cumulative 4.55 million people use this service to obtain cost estimate. The slide describes index-based statistics indicating quarterly performance of auto insurance contracts written via internet price comparison sites. InsWeb accounts for 54%. We started this service as soon as we established our group structure. Non-life insurance business was able to grow supported by such effective mechanism. This is the synergy effect generated from financial ecosystem, which we have been promoting for the last 10 years. One company will not be enough to generate meaningful synergistic impact. You need to have a group of companies. 10 years ago, when I started more than 40 companies with zero profit, almost all the people said I must be crazy to keep so many unprofitable businesses at the same time. I knew that this approach would work and had no doubt about its ultimate success. My firm belief proved true slowly but steadily over the time. The approach is not only effective with InsWeb, but it is beginning to bear fruits steadily among group member companies. Let me give you one good example. SBI Group's share of the auto insurance contracts via agencies stands today at 45%, with SBI Sumishin Net Bank as the number one contributor, followed by SBI Securities. It indicates that net-based customers are more responsive to the new channel in buying non-life and or life insurance products. The bank will soon achieve 1 million customer base, and SBI Securities has more than 2 million accounts. Account growth of online bank in the next 3 years will far exceed that of SBI Securities with overwhelming speed. Customer base of the securities business is relatively small compared with that of bank, because almost all adults will open bank accounts. More and more people will shift to online banking going forward in Japan, accelerated with change of generation. This is the undeniable stream of the times. Our online banking business correctly meets such needs of the times. I started group-based operation pledging to focus only on business that can keep up with the times. This is my business principle. Another significant accomplishment of SBI Insurance is the use of cross-sector partnership to expand channels. Gale, Gulliver, and JAA are those partners. Gale is, as we all know, a DVD rental company. Their users visit the Gale shops located in the suburbs with spacious car park in their cars. These customers of Gale have and use cars. This is quite an attractive opportunity for us. With the active membership over 12.54 million, they are a good partner for our card business as well. SBI Auto Support was established with JAA, known for running used car auction sites, as a partner. The number of registered used car sellers exceeded 4,900 today. In the first half of the year ended March 2010, the company recorded operating loss of 32 million yen and 18 million yen in the second half. At the end of the first 6 months this fiscal year ending March 2011, the loss shrank to 0.9 million yen. We have come very close to the black. Next topic is company-wide SG&A reduction measures. In the first half just ended, controllable costs totaled 25.605 billion yen, down 300 million yen from the second half of March 2010. We will not spare our cost-cutting efforts in future. The area focus is system costs. Last year, we paid about 14 billion yen. We believe we can and should slash the amount payable to the companies such as Nomura Research Institute or IBM substantially. They won't be very happy, but we have to find a viable mechanism. We already started a serious discussion with a party to find a solution. When such solution goes up and running, our system costs will be substantially lowered. We need nothing less than a drastic reduction. With full proliferation of cloud computing, costs will be further reduced. But the financial institutions with a large number of accounts will not be able to adopt cloud computing so soon because of unsolved credibility and security-related concerns. Until we switch completely to cloud computing, we need to have some innovative means of cost reduction in place. This issue has been my persistent headache because with a drastic system cost cutting, our profitability will soar. Next topic is construction of profitable overseas operations and future expansion. A new organizational structure started on the 1st of September. Overseas Business Division was newly set up with Overseas Business Promotion Department and Overseas Business Administration Department below. Purpose of reorganization is to improve profitability and strengthen administration system. Overseas presidents attend a weekly meeting to discuss topics of each company in details. Some presidents complained that it is too time-consuming and that they want to be released once reporting and discussion of their company is over. Intention behind this practice, however, is to involve everyone and deepen their understanding about the total picture of the group's overseas operations. Key question for them is to find out how to generate synergy among themselves and also with the Japanese colleagues. Through intense discussion session, I want them to learn from one another and share knowledge. Spending about 2 hours for one meeting, I try to convey ideas and know-how to the participants. Ultimate objective is improvement of profitability and administration and management of our overseas operations. As this chart shows, we have extensive overseas bases covering the key locations. Establishing representative offices and assigning people there is costly. Annual total cost is about 700 million yen. At the same time, these overseas operations, including a series of investments referred to earlier, are the sources of steady operating income amounting to 2 billion yen per year, which is sufficient to absorb the aforementioned cost. I will talk about fast-growing overseas financial businesses. We have invested in quite a few overseas banks to date. Tien Phong Bank in Vietnam is making an impressive development. It is no wonder for them to grow. There are only 40-plus banks in that country with the population of 86 million. Vietnamese economy itself continues to grow. It is natural that demand for banks is potentially large. Furthermore, due to recent discord with China over Senkaku Islands, Japanese corporations are beginning to rethink their concentration of assets in China and try to identify other locations such as Vietnam and Cambodia. If such relocation occurs and spreads, we can well expect increase in new transactions with Japanese companies in these countries. Next one in Cambodia is called Phnom Penh Commercial Bank. It started from zero but posted profit in the year one. For the first half of the fiscal year 2010, 28 million yen profit before tax was recorded. It is a very promising bank. The third one is Ceylon Commercial Bank in Sri Lanka. They posted 3.156 billion yen profit before tax for the first half of the year ending December 2010. Payout ratio of this bank is satisfactory for investors at 41% last year. This is another up-and-coming bank. Creation of global network values is my next topic. In order to create values, we need sufficient, well-established networks. I have been saying that geographical expansion of the group will come to an end after completing coverage of a few remaining locations. Recently, we reached an agreement with Jardim Botanico Investimentos in Brazil and then with InvestAD, a sovereign fund of Abu Dhabi, to launch new fund jointly. The fund with InvestAD will target at promising enterprises in the 6 countries in Africa, including Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Egypt, Tunisia, and Morocco. Africa is one of the few countries I have never visited. In January, I shall be visiting both Abu Dhabi and a part of North African countries to see firsthand opportunities there. Thus, we will make a new step forward in investment in Africa. Our target will include oil and other resources, mining, manufacturing, and banking, all with high potential. Abu Dhabi, like other Middle Eastern nations, has maintained a close relationship with Northern Africa over decades because of proximity to the continent. We are very much pleased to have a partnership with one of them. InvestAD and we are now discussing further opportunities of business partnership in future. I recently went to Shanghai to sign MOU with Fudan University to establish a new fund. The signing ceremony was covered by the local media of more than 30 newspapers. Our visit coincided with the occurrence of Senkaku problem. In spite of our worry, we received the warmest welcome by the Chinese side. The vice mayor of the special economic zone in Shanghai, on top of university president and deputy president, attended the grand signing ceremony. Committed size of the fund is minimum $80 million to start with. Fudan University assured us that on top of their base share of $30 million, much more money will be raised. Resulting fund size could be larger than our original plan. This fund is denominated in the yen and the renminbi. With this MOU with Fudan, we have concluded partnership with all the three major Chinese universities, Tsinghua, Beijing, and Fudan universities. Why do we do this? Because I think China is the country where well-functioning industry-government-university relationship is secured. Based on this close trilateral cooperation, potential research seeds developed at the university labs are effectively and efficiently incubated and commercialized. It is the same as Silicon Valley, where Stanford University gathers and provides at the same time brilliant talents. Not only people, but also money accumulates there. In China, similar mechanism, maybe more efficient mechanism of collaboration works. For example, new business parks are increasing around these universities. Our office is located in one of them established by Tsinghua University. There is more important advantage of partnership with universities. Technology assessment is impossible for a non-expert, especially in the field of biotechnology. Partnership with university allows us access to a host of excellent professors as technical advisors. It has become increasingly difficult to make accurate judgment of state-of-art technologies. Some venture capitalist with knowledge of finance before his assignment at a subsidiary venture capital could never be a judge of new technology. Experts' evaluation and judgment is essential to identify high-quality entrepreneur to be nurtured. At our SBI Biotech, for this reason, we invited Dr. Arai, former director of the Institute of Medical Science, as well as Professor Emeritus of the University of Tokyo, as new CEO. He is one of the top scholars of genetics of Japan. Several graduates and successful businessmen of Fudan University attended this signing ceremony. To our surprise, they proposed investment as limited partner in the new fund. This is something that you would never experience in Japan. In China, it happens. That is why I was keen on having fund with all three major universities in China as partners. We made good start with the first funds. With the second fund, our plan is to further expand size substantially through fundraising in China and in the world. Initially, we brought in our own money for the fund to take off. Pertaining private equity investment business, we have already done what we can do. Indonesia might be one exception, and we may be able to find new opportunity in India. That is all we can think of. Therefore, I say no more graphical expansion. Now, some comments about our pursuit of global network values. Let me give an example. Suppose we contemplate investment in a relatively large Chinese company A. Investment from one fund may not be large enough to be appreciated by them. That is when the joint investment using more than one funds of our group will work. Meaningful amount of investment then will be made. If the total investment is above a certain percentage, we can obtain rights to participate in the management, which is, of course, good in lowering our risks. All of such flexibility becomes available because we designed the networked approach from the very beginning. We started with a vision of creating global network values. Networking for me was the first critical goal.
Another point is that when we established our funds, we always have selected major global financial institutions or well-known partners to work with. Because we are jointly making investments with these partners, our funds benefit from the name value of the partners, which enhances the IPO value. In case of Brunei, we work with the Ministry of Finance, in Malaysia with PNB, and in Singapore with Temasek. In Korea, the country's biggest venture capital, KTIC, is our subsidiary. We are able to make investments in this way, which in turn enhances the IPO value. Next is about the creation of mutual synergy in financial services business in various countries. This is about the financial services. We have become the first and only Japanese securities company to acquire a securities business license in Cambodia. The name of the company is SBI Phnom Penh Securities Company Limited. Cambodia still does not have a stock exchange and there is not yet a stock market, but the securities business license has been granted, and the government has shown its commitment to establish a stock exchange. What we are interested in is that in these countries, when the stock exchange is established, companies will have to be listed. Which ones will be the first? The best way is to take public the state-owned corporations. They will be privatized. Years ago, when I was working for Nomura Corporate Advisors Company Limited and with Wasserstein Perella in London, we were able to move in and capture privatization deals in Poland. In the initial stage, companies will be privatized quite rapidly, and the good companies are privatized first. From this experience, I immediately saw opportunity in Cambodia. And indeed, the government cited names of specific companies and requested us to be the underwriter for the IPO of those state-owned corporations. But it will not be easy to find investors in Cambodia. Instead, we can use SBI Securities in Japan and be the only Japanese brokerage to sell Cambodian shares. On top of that, these are IPO shares. That will be a very compelling differentiating factor. We can do the same in Vietnam. In many other regions, we can take equity in local brokerages. We will do so in Indonesia in the near future. By doing so, we can build underwriting business. In the future, when the infrastructure is developed, we can, of course, establish online brokerage quickly. That is what we envision. Were we to establish online brokerage, we can export the IT system that was developed by SBI Securities. In the past, when E-Trade Korea was established, the system developed by SBI Securities was introduced. With this, SBI Securities was able to recover about 100 million yen of cost. We would like to do the same in other countries and with the banking operation as well. Possibly with the earlier mentioned Tien Phong Bank in Vietnam, Phnom Penh Commercial Bank in Cambodia, or OB Bank in Russia. We have reached a basic agreement with OB Bank to make 50% investment in the bank. I believe that the Russian president is visiting Japan shortly. On that occasion, if possible, we would like to have a signing ceremony in the presence of the president. Our partner is trying to see whether this can be arranged. We are hopeful that this will be possible. In Russia, our partner has expressed its interest in starting online banking business immediately. Because the internet infrastructure is quite developed in Russia, online business potential is already discussed. When it comes to global synergy of the banking business, it might be better to invest in these countries rather than parking money in Japan if we have excess funding. For example, we can invest in Russia or Vietnam. Of course, there can be currency risks and other issues, but if a situation allows to offset these risks, then even after posting hedge cost, if the spread still exceeds the cost at a profit, then we may have to contemplate those opportunities. What we have to consider in earnest is how best to align our net bank, which now has the deposit base of 1 trillion and several hundred billions of yen, to these various entities. I believe that we should have meetings in the future among the group banks. As loan business expands, deals in foreign markets can be referred to each other between our group banks. We would like to create such a mechanism. For banking business and securities business respectively, representatives from overseas offices can meet and discuss on a weekly basis. That is the type of mechanism I have in mind. Now, with respect to Tianan Insurance in China, we plan to take 7.65% equity and to send one board member. We are also planning to send a few of our Chinese employees. Right now, they are learning business in Japanese non-life insurer. They can be sent to Tianan, and we would like to build online capability immediately. Tianan itself has expressed its interest in this. In any event, regarding the prospects of IPO, we think that we will be able to take the company public in 2 or 3 years' time. Non-life insurance business starts to grow rapidly once per capita income exceeds $5,000. Considering this, we have much expectations. Now about the geographical expansion of financial services business. For some time, I have described our financial services. Time is ripe to export this ecosystem overseas. We will be establishing financial institutions in quick succession with our partners. We can provide the system and the expertise. Our information system can be introduced whereby we can recoup part of our system's development cost. These issues are discussed with many potential partners. In the not-so-distant future, I am convinced that we will be able to execute these one by one. The next slide is about the content, in particular the financial services-related content. It is my belief that one that masters the information will dominate the financial business. For example, I believe that Nomura Securities overtook and outranked the now-defunct Yamaichi Securities as number one thanks to Nomura Research Institute. That is why I consider it important to have rich financial content. In particular, in this day and age, it will be indispensable to have information on Chinese corporations. We will create a mechanism where we can provide such information that others cannot in Japan. We can also provide information from global authoritative sources, such as the Wall Street Journal, and offer its information about various countries in the world. Our portal called Searchna provides various information on China. Monthly page view reached 88,470,000, and the number of unique users is 4,890,000. As financial portal, I think this page view number might be on a par with Yahoo Finance, or maybe a bit behind Yahoo Finance. That is the level attained by this financial portal in terms of page view. In addition to Searchna, we will establish joint venture with China Securities Journal. China Securities Journal is the biggest business daily in China with 1 million daily circulation. It can be considered Chinese equivalent of Nikkei in Japan or Wall Street Journal in the US or Financial Times in the UK. It is a 100% owned subsidiary of Xinhua News Agency. Xinhua is also called China's second foreign ministry. The fact that we established a joint venture with a company of such pedigree is in itself a great accomplishment. It is difficult to obtain such approval. I was personally rather surprised that we were approved by Xinhua. Furthermore, our share is 43%. This is a major breakthrough. that is not the end of the story. As I mentioned before, CSJ's advertising agency will be transferred to the joint venture so that from the beginning, the joint venture will be profitable. The CSJ has accumulated within its database data on more than 1,200 Chinese listed companies over the past 18 years and data on mutual funds for over 10 years. With this data, it is possible to do a lot of different business. In addition, information will be provided not only in Japanese, but will be made available in English version as well. I obtained permission to do so from the president of CSJ over dinner. As a result, if we can provide the information globally, all the portfolio managers and analysts of the Western financial institutions looking to invest in China would crave to have such information. Because of our relationship with Morningstar, we ourselves are not able to engage in similar businesses in China. But the business undertaken by this joint venture is not affected by our ties with Morningstar in the U.S. With this joint venture, we will have enough information to enable us to do a similar business, and we will be the only one to have such information. Therefore, we have very high expectations of this joint venture. Starting with the tie-up with Morningstar, we have acquired or tied up with various financial-related businesses. In Japan, we acquired Kabushiki Shimbun, a stock market daily newspaper. We would like to tie up in India and Vietnam. And we have identified potential partners. Next time when I visit these countries, I will make sure to visit and discuss with potential partners and close the deal. In order to close the deal, our track record of having a joint venture with China Securities Journal or with Wall Street Journal will be the most compelling argument. This is one of the values of our network. Lastly, about the biotech. SBI Biotech is steadily making progress in its IPO preparations. I am most hopeful about SBI Alapromo. Its diagnostic agent for malignant glioma is already in phase 3. We are also looking into possible development of the agent as a diagnostic for bladder cancer. Furthermore, in the area of cosmetics, Lala Solomon series for skincare is already on the market. I understand that the products are enjoying good reception. A nutritional supplement called Naturala Bio is also being sold. We are engaged in a series of activities, as I have illustrated. Going forward, in the next year or so, we expect very interesting developments. I'm convinced that we will be able to make announcements to you. Things are looking very interesting. This business has a strong potential of becoming a major source of revenue for our group. And we have 85% equity in SBI Alapromo. But it requires additional investment before we can launch its product as a medical product. We will be raising additional capital shortly. But I think that additional capital raised may come to appear small in comparison to profit that can be generated in the future. In biotech, we also have Quark Pharmaceuticals, in which our group has 36% equity. This company is going to be listed in Tel Aviv, and preparation is underway. At the same time, registration will be filed at Nasdaq. As to why the listing will be on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, this company's PF 4523655, an eye injection agent for age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, has been exclusively licensed to Pfizer. Phase 2 was complete. Pfizer is now not rushed to start Phase 3, saying that it requires 6 months to 1 year to follow up on the patients after the drug injection in Phase 2. But when global pharma invests in a venture, generally speaking, the big pharma waits until the venture runs out of cash so that it can be bought cheaply. I am guessing that this generalization may apply to this case. Of course, it may not apply. Anyway, I think the Quark has a promising pipeline. Recently, we have concluded license agreement with Nitto Denko to jointly develop drug for fibrosis. We have a number of license agreements with various other partners. In the meantime, IPO preparation is well underway in Tel Aviv. Next is Acucela, where we see another interesting development. We have 27.48% stake. The company is developing drug for the treatment of dry type age-related macular degeneration. AMD drug developed by Quark is for wet type, but Acucela is developing dry type AMD drug, and our equity is 27.48%. Phase 2 clinical trial is already ongoing, and US FDA has given fast-track designation. For glaucoma treatment, the original substance from Otsuka Pharmaceutical is being jointly developed by Acucela under the co-development agreement with Otsuka. We recently concluded the co-development and co-marketing agreement with Otsuka. This is very promising and interesting. Glaucoma and age-related macular degeneration are eye diseases that progress with age, and both are potentially blinding. For this reason, the demand is huge. Eye drugs in general, or companies that develop eye drugs in general, are valued higher and are sold at higher PE multiple than others. At least that has historically been the case. If the two companies are successful, I think it is conceivable that the two will command considerably high value. We also have recently entered into a contract with Novartis for prophylaxis of delayed graft function and acute kidney injury. This is also very promising and has received orphan drug designation from both US FDA and the European Commission. So we expect a very interesting developments. Lastly, we have attached a reference material with respect to the shareholder composition. Foreign investor shareholding ratio increased to 45.5%. Domestic institutional investor shareholding ratio increased from 16.6% to 17.4%. As a result, shareholding ratio of domestic investors declined. Number of shareholders increased slightly from 194,666 to 198,597 at the end of September. Our customer base is constantly expanding, and the number of customers is now over 11 million as of October 18. Consumer awareness of SBI is also rising, thanks in part to our TV commercials for the banking entity and property and casualty insurance entity. In the 23 central wards of Tokyo, those who have heard of the name of SBI Holdings accounted for 45.2% of the respondents. In the sixth survey in April 2010, the number was 37.4%, and in January 2010, it was 38.3%, but it is now as high as 45.2%. The green line shows the percentage of those who have heard of the SBI name nationwide. It was 28.8% in September 2008, but it is now up to 40.8%. This shows that we are now offering products and services that the general public has interest in. With securities business alone, it is difficult to enhance our name value, but we are now able to improve our name recognition. We are running various promotions using TV commercials or the web. I believe these efforts are gradually generating visible results. I would like to mention one of our plans in relation to consumer awareness. We are planning to have a TV program specializing in financial matters. I myself could go on the program and explain topics of interest or interview guests. We could also invite experts or various people from our group companies. Through such a TV program, we would like to create a situation where financial information is provided in a way that is easy to understand for the general public. It is important that the information comes from professionals. These days, we often see commentators on TV who make brief appearances on TV and casually explain the financial issues in news programs. I suspect that very few of them have true understanding of the subject. What I would like to do instead is to have someone who truly understands financial issues to explain and provide information in ways easy to understand for the public. The entire group's asset under management has now reached 565.2 billion yen. Now that I have spoken for 90 minutes, I would like to end. Thank you very much.